Learn, learn, learn. They can take everything from you except what's in your brain. A mother's last words to her 14-year-old daughter at Leipzig Central Station in 1939. Vega Menzegorsky wore a name tag stamped with swastikas around her neck as she boarded the last Kinder transport train out of Germany. She was among some 10,000 Jewish children allowed unaccompanied into Britain to stay with relatives and friends. Today, many of the surviving Kinder are in London to join Prince Charles at St James's Palace to celebrate the 75th anniversary of this unprecedented rescue operation. One of them, Eric Newman, was also 14 when he waved goodbye to his mother in Austria.
I remember her crying and waving a handkerchief, and I was off on my way. I don't think I even cried. For me, it was going to be a great adventure. Enjoyed loving train travelling and didn't know what the future would be.
Erica Judge was 13 when she left Vienna. She explained why parents had to hold back the tears.
Well, they were black shirts standing at the back of the platform, and all the parents saying goodbye were mostly women, because like my father was already in the camp, were told to wave and smile.
Albert Waxman came from Saarbrücken to a hostel in Bradford, and he was one of the few Kinder to be reunited with parents.
We were 24 boys in the hostel, and I was the only one who found my parents again after the war, who had survived in Paris under a false name.
The British government originally refused to get involved, but in November 1938, everything changed with Kristallnacht. 30,000 Jews were taken to concentration camps, many were murdered, and the atrocities were a wake-up call to Britain.
This House notes with profound concern the deplorable treatment of certain racial, religious and political minorities in Europe.
A parliamentary debate launched the Kinder transport. It was reenacted yesterday at the Jewish Free School in Canton. David Miliband, the former Foreign Secretary whose parents were Jewish refugees, says we must not forget.
The whole country has a sense of reflection and recognition of what the Kinder transport means, both to Jewish community and to Britain's traditions of providing a home for people. And that's the first reason I'm here, I suppose, as a British citizen, but I'm also here because of a very personal link.
Well, David's family's story is similar to that of Vega Menzegorsky, but the family she left behind, including her three-year-old sister, were taken by the Nazis and murdered. Vega is 89 now and unable to be here in London to visit St James's Palace. So, as her great cousin, I have the privilege of representing her. Her cousins, who met her at Liverpool Street Station here in London in 1939, were my great aunts, Sarah Bleemer and Jette Bookbinder. And you can read the full story, see pictures of Vega and the Bookbinder family, and me wearing the Kinder Ausweis pass on her behalf later this morning here on the website on lbc.co.uk.